It is time now for The Other Side, and for that we are joined by Ashley Campbell, Orange County Conservative, joining us here now in the studio today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. So ordinarily on The Other Side, we pick an issue and we talk about the issue, but today we were emailing about this because you, Ashley, went to a skills workshop on civil conversation that was hosted at the Passmore Center, Orange County Senior Center?
Yes, Passmore.
Yeah, by an organization called Better Angels. So we're going to talk about that today as a way to kind of get the conversation rolling about how we can engage with each other and have conversations with people that we disagree with without tearing our hair out and throwing things out the window. So
basically,
I love it. I like this.
Yeah.
And I was reading a little bit. Better Angels is an organization that I know a little bit about. I've heard of them, but I don't know very much. So when you were telling me about this workshop, like this is really cool. So I'm glad that you did it. I'm glad that it exists, and I'm glad that the Passmore Center hosted it. So
yes, yeah, me too. Yeah. I have been on the email list since it was founded. I can't remember if it was before or after the 2016 election, but it was around that time. Mm-hmm. It may have been during the campaigning. If you look at their logo, it's red and blue with a white square in the middle. Not purple, it's white. I guess supposed to mean peace.
I guess, yeah. Something.
They have varying types of workshops. This is only one type that they do. If folks want to find out more about the organization, and their website is better-angels.org. I have to put the dash in there.
You have to put the dash.
It goes to the wrong website, but
oh, now I'm looking that up.
Yeah. I forget what exactly it takes you to,
we're gonna
but
find
it's nothing
out.
Like Better Angels, the organization that I'm talking about. They also have a really interesting blog. Lots of posts about hot button political issues of the day. How to think about those, you know, in a more thoughtful way. And it's really good because it wraps up perspectives that I might not think about otherwise. And I think somebody who considers themselves more blue would find the same value in it. I've gotten even more into their posts and such since doing this workshop, which I thought was well worth the time. It was a few hours long, but I thought it was a good investment of time. As you said, it was at the Senior Center. And so, you know, I'm a millennial. I'm not exactly a senior. And so I didn't know
until
I did
this.
Should
we wear a hat and like glasses and like a fake mustache and you're creeping in there?
I mean, I did email them ahead of time. I wanted to mention at some point in the conversation that the Senior Center actually has, you know, this event, and they have interesting talks going on all
for
the time.
Everyone, right?
Because
I mean, it's also a good just community space, right?
Right, it's not just for seniors. Mm-hmm. I emailed them in advance and I said, "Do you have to be a senior?" And they said, no, come on down.
Yeah.
It's fine. So, you know, check out their calendar. They have a lot of interesting stuff. But back to this workshop, it was a small group thing, which I thought was nice because then you got to really sort of talk to everybody.
How many people were there?
Eight people.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, small. But I would felt like it would be a little unwieldy if it was more than like 12 people.
The best class I ever took in college had exactly eight people in it, and it was perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like one of those small little seminar classes. And just as long, but it went by quickly. I shouldn't say it like that. It went by quickly.
No, it was pause before just as long. It's like ends just as long.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah. Also, the best class I ever took in college was also one of those long 3-hour seminars.
No, I enjoy them too.
Yeah,
it allows you to get into
it does.
The details. It initiated with us, you know, just everybody introducing themselves and saying why they're there. And a lot of people had trouble talking to family members, but some people were not actually very political at all. Like, they didn't have super strong political beliefs, but they had family members who did.
Right.
And so they're like, how do I deal with it?
Well, this is another part of the problem with like civil discourse too, is the most extreme voices are also the loudest. And then people who don't have strong opinions or have more kind of moderate opinions or can see both sides and are a little bit quieter end up getting harassed out of the conversation or just get fed up and withdraw. And that's a problem too.
So, right, exactly. Or their comments don't get enough likes or whatever.
So the people who were, the eight people who were there, were they mostly seniors? Was it all ages? Were they mostly Democrats, Republicans?
Mostly seniors. Okay. Yes. I was prepared to be the only red person there, but there were a couple of other ladies who consider themselves more red, although they weren't really strongly political. But then there's one guy who said he was a purple. We talked about why conversations go sideways. You know, things like baiting people or making assumptions about what the other person is thinking or trying to win, you know, having the winning mindset. So this workshop was more suited to, like, how do you get through Thanksgiving dinner. It was more that kind of thing rather than, you know, how do you win a debate?
We're speaking with Ashley Campbell. We're talking about Better Angels workshops, and just a couple of little details from what you said that I was just looking up. So it started right after the 2016 election. I'm looking at the website now. December 2016, it starts with 21 people in Ohio, 10 Trump supporters and 11 Clinton supporters, and it's just exploded from there. Like, it's gone national. You've got these workshops all over the place. So as you said, there's definitely something there. Better-angels.org is the website if you want to find out more information. And if you go to betterangels.org without the dash, it takes you to Y River Independent Financial Advisors, who apparently bought that website.
I guess so.
And just got a page view from me. So the workshop, and I'm looking, and it looks like you brought the one sheet that they handed out with all of the skills that you're supposed to learn over the course of this workshop. What were those skills? Like, how do you get through Thanksgiving dinner?
Right. Well, there's a few core expectations or principles, I guess you could say, which is just respect, curiosity, and openness, and not having the expectation that you're going to convince the other person to, you know, come over to your position. And one thing that surprised me, the organizer said, was that, you know, don't expect to agree on facts. And I actually held up my hand. I was like, wait just a minute here. I mean, isn't that the one thing we should agree on? But I mean, as we got more into the exercises, I could see what she meant and how even just throwing around facts can make for a heated conversation. And
because it's priority of facts, right? Like, I've got my facts that support my position, and you've got yours that support yours, and they're both true, but it's a question of which take priority, right?
Because then it becomes a conversation about winning.
Yeah.
So I guess this is better to avoid that sometimes. But the tone setting is really important. You know, you want the other person to know that you want to understand their perspective, that it's sort of an intellectually honest position. The role of humor can be important.
Right.
I think that's pretty key. So there's the tone setting aspect, and there's also skills that we practice having to do with both listening and speaking. Mm-hmm. Some I felt were harder than others, but listening skills that they included were paraphrasing and asking authentic questions of understanding, which, you know, is sort of opposed to gotcha questions.
Right.
The hardest one, I thought, was listening for underlying values, basically trying to find common ground. Because, I mean, if you have really strong political beliefs like me, and you know you're talking to somebody who is on the opposite side of that, I'm sort of geared toward finding differences and values, and, like, you know, why do we approach this issue in such different way? Well, it was probably because we have different values, and so that's what I'm always searching for. But so I had to really re-gear my thinking for this and try hard to find common ground.
They say this in improv as well, when you're training for improv comedy. Like, it's the same thing. Whenever people are having a conversation, so often it's that push and pull and people disagreeing with each other, and it's in the disagreement that the conversation happens. And improv says, no, it should be about agreement. Like, you're supporting each other. And the principle is yes and. Like, whatever the person says, you accept it and add to it, as opposed to accepting it and then saying but, or just rejecting it flat out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very much like that. And then with the speaking skills, I mean, they did say, you know, you're not allowed to say yes, but they gave you ways to couch it. I guess maybe that's a bad way of putting it, but a way of making the other person feel like that they're being heard while being able to express your opinion. One important skill that they mentioned was using I statements, like, I'm concerned about this, as opposed to you. You know, you don't want to be like, you think this or you think that, and it comes off as accusatory or assuming. And also, if you feel strongly about something, that saying what life experiences have led you to be passionate about it can be helpful when you're speaking to someone across the political divide as well, which that was an interesting one for me. Like, a lot of people have those stories at the ready, whereas I do not. But personally, that was a harder thing for me to try to do while at working on these speaking skills. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the conversation, we went over, you know, difficult situations where you just have to set a boundary and just say, you know, like, we disagree.
Here's the value distinction,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, you know, our perspectives are very different, and, you know, you can't solve every problem.
Right.
You know, you can't always come to an agreement.
Is there a difference between, these are great skills for just sitting down and having a conversation in general, and it's a lot easier when everyone in the conversation comes into it from that same perspective of, here's how we're going to have this civil conversation. Is there a difference between that and entering into the conversation with, like, crazy grandpa at the other end of the table at Thanksgiving, who is real adamant and very uncivil and just doesn't take any of these pointers?
Well, I think some of their key notes for having difficult conversations, like, unless you just, you know, don't engage with grandpa at all.
Right.
It would be, you know, not responding to baiting or provocative statements, but just, you know, calmly stating your opinion instead. And maybe if you agree to disagree, then that's fine. That's a good way to end it. I thought it would be great if they have a workshop where people can bring their family members together, you know, it's sort of like a counseling thing.
I was going to say, that feels like an intervention, but...
It is. I guess it is. It would take a very skilled moderator, whatever the leader is called, to do that. You know, it would take both people coming there with the idea of, like, we can work through this. We both want to work on these skills, you know, to benefit our relationship.
What was your biggest takeaway? And, like... You moderate the Orange County Local Board, which is...
Oh, well, that's a whole different animal.
right. But it's a free-for-all, right? And it kind of prides itself on that. That's a feature of the page on Facebook. But that also lends itself oftentimes to uncivil discourse. So how do you moderate that in a way that promotes civility without necessarily, like, deleting 90% of the comments, which no one wants to do? And does this workshop, like, change your approach to that in any way?
It does a little bit. Well, initially I thought maybe it would be more applicable to social media, but since maybe because it was at the senior center, it wasn't geared toward a social media using audience too much. But I did learn ways to appreciate the emotional attachments that some people have to positions and not sort of immediately knock them down as I tend to do. Because I'm this, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard, you know, Ben Shapiro's taglines, like, facts don't care about your feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of agree with that. But at least for the purposes of exchanges on social media, you know, if we want to get anywhere, I need to have more, even if I don't have an emotional story to share or a personal story to share related to a position and other people do, I need to have more patience with that and understand, you know, how they've arrived at that position. Because, well, I mean, that's what it's all about, is understanding where the person arrived at that position. And even if I'm secretly hoping to win the conversation, it's easier to win, really, when you know what your opponent's, if you want to classify it that way, what their motivation is, and understand, you know, where they're coming from better. You know, that said, it's still important to engage in a civil way. You know, you can try to point out flaws in somebody's thinking or whatnot in a civil debate kind of way. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily like I have to, you know, own them or whatever.
Right. I think another good point off of this sheet is it's also important to own your own flaws, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Point out the flaws in your own argument.
Yes.
And therefore that's be looking for them too.
Another thing. Yeah. Be open to flaws in your argument instead of just getting really defensive about it, because, you know, quite frankly, it's going to make your argument the next time it comes around that much better.
Right.
And also being able to show appreciation for what the other side has done well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can acknowledge that, you know, while you might not agree with somebody's entire point, you can acknowledge, you know, well, yeah, that politician or whoever did something that I really think is really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that adds so much to a conversation that I think, you know, a lot of these points, even though they were designed more for face-to-face interaction versus social media, they do actually transfer well to social media if you want to kind of work on it there.
So we gotta wrap up. Final thoughts?
Well, I guess I would just encourage folks who have issues talking to friends or family, people who might have trouble with conflict over political issues, or just anybody who's concerned about polarization. I feel it would get a lot out of these Better Angels workshop. As far as I know, they're all free. You can join the organization if you want to. They do have membership dues and benefits that come with that and whatnot. But also check out the website, and there's a lot of good content, a lot of good value there. And I think that their mission is well worthwhile and needed.
Better-angels.org is the website. And if you check out theaaronkeckshow.com later on today, we'll have this conversation up plus a link to the website, so you can just click on it from there. Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.